This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before we commence any lecture, we always must and have to make mention of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine. Nothing, no gathering should start, no lecture should begin, no new topic should be spoken about without mentioning our brothers and sisters. And no gathering should finish without dua for them. Even if you recite Quran, or even after your salah, it continues. Brothers and sisters, one thing I want to say, our brothers and sisters are still going through enormous, horrible atrocities, especially the children. And I know that you've all seen enough of it, and it's never enough. You're seeing too much of it, so you know what's going on. And some of the highlights that I want to mention here, and I'm talking not only to Muslims, I'm talking to Muslims and non-Muslims, I'm talking to the world. You don't really need a religion to tell you that injustice is wrong. Religion, for us Islam, just gives it more meaning to stand up for justice against injustice, because we connect it to the hereafter as well. But any human being is born with this natural disposition. We call it in Islam fitra. As soon as you see a baby that has lost their mum and dad, a child that's looking for food and they see a dummy hanging on their neck and they try to suckle from the dummy thinking it's food. Another baby that looks like an old man because of stress and worry. And other children ripped apart, mothers who were left without families and husbands, husbands left and lost all their children and wife and families being torn apart. We don't need to give a lecture about it. The fitra, the natural human being, his or her heart reacts. Unless there is a sickening sickness in this person's heart. And truly there are these types of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say it in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, when he is referring to the children of Israel at the time of Moses, when they kept telling him who killed the guy, and he said slaughter a cow, and they wouldn't settle for a simple answer. Of course, not all the children of Israel, among them. And in the end, they still weren't satisfied. And Allah says, among them, their hearts became so hardened, like rocks. Then Allah says, oh, but even more than rocks. For among rocks, Allah says this in the Quran, فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ, it became, their hearts became like rocks, some of these people. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَصْوَةً, Allah says, oh no, but even harder than rocks. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ, because some rocks, rivers and water have gushed out of them, even hard rocks. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَ اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, Allah is not unaware of what they are doing. The first thing also I want to mention here, I don't understand why still whenever the issue of Palestine is mentioned, almost every person says, why aren't the Arab nations standing up? The Arabs, the Arabs, the Arab nations, the Arabs. Whoever made this an Arab issue? It is not an Arab issue, it's an issue of justice. They just happen to be Arabs. Whoever is doing this has turned into an ethnic Arab versus Jew thing. It's not. This is a whole world thing. Muslim, non-Muslim. Now, it doesn't matter who they are, Arab, non-Arab. Even among the Jews are crying when they see these atrocities, those who have a heart. It's gone beyond measure. It's an issue of justice for the world. And I have hope, alhamdulillah, the world is changing. Man, you cannot mess with this new generation, this Gen Z generation, millennials. They will destroy you mentally, and they have the power with social media, mashallah. The ideas they come up with puts pressure. So it's not an Arab thing. It's an issue of oppression and justice, which affects everybody. That's number one. Number two, I still hear people asking the wrong question. Where is God in all of this? Why doesn't God? That's a wrong question. The wisdom is known to Allah. Allah knows everything. That is a question which he can never get an answer to. In fact, it's just deflecting the responsibility. Allah already knows, and he will put a responsibility on us. He put a responsibility on people in power. They can oppress or they can do justice. And there are others who counter it. The question should be, what powers and abilities that Allah has given me? What can I do within my little capacity? Is it a dua? Is it awareness? Is it something on social media? Within wisdom, of course, and knowledge, not just haphazard emotional reactions. That's the weakest thing. So brothers and sisters, change the question and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep the awareness going. I am all for dua, social media awareness, speaking out, writing, protesting. I'm not usually for protesting. But in this case, because it's so global and the awareness is so huge, I believe there is a great effect. And now they're doing this blocking of celebrities. I never thought one day young people will block celebrities. We used to always fight and say, don't give these celebrities too much praise. But what I'm seeing is that there's some kind of awareness that didn't exist before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that anyone in power who transgresses the limits to become oppressive, soon their end comes and someone else replaces them. Anyone, regardless of what religion you are, even Muslim. Allah says in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. Such were the examples of other civilizations. We destroyed them when they oppressed. Their oppression went beyond all bounds for a long time. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. We did not destroy them immediately, but we made an appointed time. We gave them time for an appointed time. Our scholars say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْهِلُ وَلَا يُهْمِلُ. Allah gives people time, but He is not neglectful. My brothers and sisters, let us make dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, especially now in Rafah. O Allah, most gracious, most powerful, protect our brothers and sisters in Rafah. O Allah, change their state from oppression to justice. O Allah, lift the dhulm sooner than later. O Allah, guide us. Guide us to the straight path and unite us upon goodness and justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon their dead ones and to protect their children and their women, their widows, their fathers who are left without families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make their children awaiting for them at the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and at the doors of Jannah. May Allah accept their martyrs. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.